اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I begin in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, and I give my salutations upon the Prophet of Allah and his holy progeny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl, that is chapter 16 of the Quran, verse 112, he gives a parable of a people. He states that, and Allah has drawn a parable of a town that was secure and peaceful, and provisions reached its people from every place. It reached the people in abundance. And then these individuals, these people of the town, the inhabitants, they rejected the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he caused them to suffer hunger and fear as a result of their deeds and their actions. In this parable, what we learn is how to be grateful and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the bounties and the blessings he has given us. As he states here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had sent to a group of people, to a town, he sent a prophet. And when he sent this prophet, along with that, he made the provisions and the sustenance of that town very easy for them. So they were able to gather their provisions, their food, things that they needed for their livelihood with ease. But after having this ease, they begin to reject the bounties of Allah, meaning that they were ungrateful. كَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. Not literally that they disbelieved. No, they saw that the risk, the sustenance was easy for them to get, to obtain, but then they were ungrateful for it. They took advantage of those things. And as we see that this action that these individuals have done, within the narrations of the Prophet and the Imams, alayhim afdhalus salatu wassalam, this is counted as one of the greatest of sins. Kufranun ni'mah, they say, is min al-kaba'ir. It's from among the greatest of sins. The Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also stated, asra'u dhunubi uqubatan kufranun ni'mah. He says, among all of the sins that maybe a person would do or commit, he says, the one which will bring about the punishment faster is kufranu na'ma, to turn away, to reject, to belittle a favor that has been done for you. And there are multiple ways that one may reject the favor, that if someone uses that blessing that he or she has received in order to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one way. As Imam Ali, he states in the Pearls of Wisdom, he says, مَنْ اسْتَعَانَ بِالنَّعْمَةِ عَلَى الْمَعْصِيَةِ فُهُوَ الْكُفُورِ. So here he's defining what it means to reject the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that if a person receives a favor, a gift, say for example, his money, and he uses his money to commit a crime, this is a disregard for this blessing, disregard for the favor and the bounty that this individual has received. Likewise, Imam Ali, he reinforces the same thing that the Prophet states, that if a person uses the favor and the blessings and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the wrong way, then it is the right of Allah, haqqullah. It is the right of Allah to remove that blessing. And as we see in this parable of the Quran, verse 112 of Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَأَذَاقَهُمْ الْجُوْءُ وَالْخَوْفُ. So he's made them to feel hunger and also fear, meaning that he has taken this thing away from him. And often this is the feeling after one has had a blessing removed from them. Quite often we don't realize the blessings that we have until it's gone. And once that blessing is gone, then we have these anxieties. The khawf and ju' perhaps is an expression of the anxiety one feels, the afterthought that one thinks about, that when they had something but they did not use it properly, now that this thing is gone, then they realize the value of that blessing. So in order to remove ourselves from this state, if we are in the state of not recognizing the blessings of Allah, not giving thanks for the blessings of Allah, then how do we remove ourselves from these things? First and foremost, we must understand how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for what should we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest companions of the Prophet and a number of the Imams, Abu Basir, which is Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, who lived during the time of the Prophet and up until Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi wasallam, he came to the Imam Sadiq, and he asked Imam Sadiq, هل الشكر حد? Is there a boundary for giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or basically, what is the definition? How do we give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so thereby we know that we are truly thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the Imam responded. He says, yes, there's a way that a servant can understand whether he or she is giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he stated, this is the parameters. يَحْمُدُ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ نِعْمَةٍ عَلَيْهِ فِي أَهْلٍ وَمَالٍ وَإِنْ كَانَ فِيمَا أَنْعَمَ عَلَيْهِ فِي مَالِهِ حَقٌ أَدَّاهُ. He says that the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should say Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for every blessing that he or she has received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from their family, the blessings of one's family, the blessings of one's wealth and sustenance. And if there's something in one's sustenance that another person has a right over, then they give that right. For example, charity. So one should be giving charity from his wealth. Or if someone has taken a loan and they owe someone, and that person comes for that, one way of giving thanks is also paying back those loans, giving charity, paying one's khums. These are all forms of giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, what we find in one of the hadith, which I found only one person that I knew of that I've kind of interacted with, he did this on a regular basis, that whenever he woke up at night, it was for anything. He woke up in the middle of the night, maybe he was thirsty, woke up because he had to use the restroom. But whenever he woke up, he said, Alhamdulillah, because he perceived that as a blessing, as a ni'mah, that while sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not take my life. That he allowed me to wake up, and in my waking, I am benefiting from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every time this individual woke up, whether it was in the middle of the night or whether it was when his alarm clock went off, he said, Alhamdulillah. Also, one of the important aspects of showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which sometimes we may be neglectful of, and it's in one of the hadith of the Prophet, very beautiful hadith, he says, لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not give thanks. And this is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gives thanks. And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give thanks? Allah is grateful for His servant who worship Him. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to be grateful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we see in the Quran, a number of places that He is shakir. He is thankful, He is grateful. And when He is grateful, He increases the sustenance and the blessings of His servants. Likewise, the Prophet of Allah, he states that whoever does not thank man, man lam yashkur nas, lam yashkur Allah. That one of the ways of also showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that if a person comes and does something good for you, then you should thank that individual. Because by thanking that individual, you're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed that individual with the ability to help you, to give you from His bounties, and therefore you thank this individual, and thereby you are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I pray that in this blessed month of Ramadan, that we are all able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of our blessings, for all of our ni'mah that He has given us, and that we do not fall short of remembering these blessings whereby we become ungrateful. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to bless both you and I. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success for both you and I. Wa as'al Allah at-tawfiq li wa lakum wa akhir da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahumma salli.